Well, I think that there are two ways of looking at that. And the first way to look at that is, I think it doesn't really matter now in Europe who's in power. The problems are now so deeply entrenched, the debt so great, that to some extent, whoever's in power doesn't make a lot of difference, because they're going to be faced with the same problems and the same lack of options. But what is much more interesting is, in the political sense, what has happened and what is a persistent theme, which is what the North-South divide in Europe is the Germans, who are the paymasters of Europe, and to a lesser extent the French and the Dutch and the Finns, believe that they can actually impose almost a Northern European sensibility on Southern Europe, which is, you will sign an agreement which says these are the rules, you will live up to them, you will go home and do the hard yards, which is not quite a Southern Mediterranean temperament, where the rules are slightly looser, what they're going to do is slightly looser, and there is this complete political disconnect.
To what extent is this economic crisis a failure of leadership, and what's it likely to take to see some more decisive leadership than we've witnessed to date?
The issue is that in 2008, when the crisis started, the world, which is entirely hooked on growth, and growth as a mechanism for solving every problem on Earth, decided that they could avoid looking at the alarms, and just by flooding the system with money, they could basically correct the actual flight path. And that hasn't happened. And underlying that is a whole series of political and economic issues. The first is our economic model of how we drive growth, which is purely now by financial means, by debt and financializations and speculation, rather than by old-fashioned means of hard work, productivity, innovation, and opening up new markets, has failed. And nobody wants to acknowledge that. The second issue is that if you actually look at certain models like international trade, where effectively what we've done is had a group of companies like Japan, Germany, and China run massive imbalances where they export far more than they import, and particularly with key trading partners, that model doesn't work. And essentially nobody wants to confront any of those issues. The politicians lack the courage. And to some extent, that underlies a deeper failure, which is a shortening political cycle and the lack of political vision and imagination, and particularly the lack of willingness to make any hard decisions.
Even before it was launched a decade ago, the idea of a single currency was a flagship initiative of the European project and almost an article of faith amongst European leaders. Is it fair to say that in some respect, Europe's woes stem from an attempt to shoehorn economic fundamentals into this broader desire for political integration?
I think that's absolutely correct. People forget the European project has nothing to do with economics. It's to prevent the Third World War, because the old contest within Europe between France and Germany in whatever form and the United Kingdom was really the reason the European Union was formed. And that is a political objective. It has very little to do with economics. Over time, that project has broadened out into an economic project. But to have an economic project, you really have to basically give up sovereignty in Europe. And nobody, but nobody, actually wants to give up their national identity and sovereignty. And in fact, that is now one of the key barriers to resolving the actual issue.